With all that's going on over the past several years, even today there are many people who remain clueless as to what's going on in the financial industry, the financial world, including the financial media, which of course is linked to the hip with Wall Street. As I've tried to emphasize, to illustrate, to explain in the hundreds of videos I've produced, and which, by the way, you know, some people want to criticize me and say, well, he's just trying to promote himself. You know what, folks? When you spend 50 hours making a video and you do it for free, and my time is very valuable, when you do that as a public service to try and educate the sheep as to how they're being taken by Wall Street, by the financial media, by the copywriting industry, how all that's connected, how all those people involved are Jewish, what a coincidence. And, you know, you put your name on there, you put your brand on there, or you tag a little promo video that you made about your company at the end. I don't think that's a big deal. First of all, it timestamps or actually identifies that it's my video, right? So just because I'm putting my talking a little bit about myself at the end of a video or at the beginning doesn't mean anything. I think I have the right to do that. Now, if you want to look at that and say, oh, well, he's just trying to promote himself. So there's a difference between promoting yourself and trying to make people aware. If I'm on TV every day and then I'm coming out and saying, hey, my research is the best, then I'm kind of self-promoting, right? But when you've been banned and you're trying to communicate to people that you exist and that you have this track record, that's not self-promoting. And anyone who thinks that is just a fucking idiot. Sorry. So let me move on and talk about the main issue. And that is, you know, even though the Dow has soared continuously for the most part, especially over the past several years, but a little rougher waters in the early stages after March of 2009, the lows in the stock market. But nonetheless, since those very lows, those lows in March 2009, the stock market is up by about 350%. Now, of course, you had to nail that exact bottom, right? If you didn't nail that exact bottom, then it's going to be considerably less. But nonetheless, even all that's happened throughout all this time, and of course, the charlatans have upped their ante, right? In other words, you didn't see all these guys out there like Harry Dent and so on and so forth prior to the financial crisis. Now, you saw a few of those guys. You know who they are, like the Peter Schiffs and so forth. But you didn't see a lot of these guys as much. They were out there. They've been out there for decades. I know. Some of you don't realize it. I've had my eye on these guys for a long time. But after the financial crisis, this is when they knew people were scared and confused. And so they ramped up their promotional dog shit, you know, their infomercial videos, right? Porter Stansberry made that real popular with his End of America scam bullshit he did with Alex Jones, right? No one bothered to really say, wait a second, who is Porter Stansberry? Let's look into this guy. Oh, he's with Orgora Financial, the biggest copywriting boiler room shithole in the world. Oh, and Porter Stansberry, who's Jewish, was even sued by the SEC for ripping off his subscribers. Oh, and if you're Jewish and you get sanctioned by the SEC, you know, the Jewish-run SEC, wow, you must have really fucked up, because they try not to mess with their own tribe. You know, Bernie Sanders, so on and so forth. Just go down the list and you'll see Steve Cohen, all these guys that get away with shit for years. And then they have patsies, scapegoats, that move in, take the blame, take the heat. I'm not going to get into all that discussion. You can just look into it. But the point I wanted to make is that even today, of course, we've been banned. I've been banned since day one, despite my track record. I mean, even if I didn't have the best track record, even if I was just top 10 or top 20, I mean, I can't think of anyone really who's even remotely close to me. But if you, I mean, if I had a top 20 forecasting track record, don't you think I should be highlighted in the media at some point, right? Get some attention. Instead, you got guys with the worst track records in the world who are constantly pumped out there. And of course, the media, how they operate is that they know that you're going to make a decision based upon your choices. And your choices are determined by the media. They determine what you see, what's available to you. It's like the political system. You can either vote for the shithead Donald Trump, shithead con man, gangster Donald Trump, money launderer Donald Trump, or the piece of shit, scumbag, just cringeworthy Hillary Clinton, right? That's the choice you have. So you're going to pick one or the other if you're not so intelligent. The intelligent people who understand what's going on in the political system, who understand that it's going to be the same song and dance no matter who gets elected, because they understand that the corporations, the banks, the Jewish mafia runs the whole show, they're not even going to vote. You see? Similar to the financial media. When you're being bombarded with clowns like Harry Dent and Peter Schiff and, you know, Mark Faber and Jim Rogers and all these guys who have gotten virtually everything wrong. Broken clock, fear-mongering douchebags. Well, you're going to pick the one that you think is going to serve your interest the best. You're not going to stop and say, well, you know, there's got to be people that are better than these guys. Just like how the Jewish mafia positions black thugs as leaders of the black people. I mean, you mean to tell me that Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson are the best of what the blacks in America have to offer? Of course not. They're scumbag losers who create tension between races. This is why the Jewish mafia positions them with their own TV shows and segments. You see, people don't know any better because people have stopped thinking for themselves. So the point is that you're coming to us today, tomorrow, or yesterday, finally have found me, my research, and unfortunately, my books are all out of print, so you're not going to, it's going to be difficult for you to obtain a copy at a reasonable price in some cases. I know Wall Street Investment Bible, you've got guys jacking up the price, ridiculous levels. I can't control that. But I have my own publishing company, but I have to have a printer. And my Jewish printer abruptly ended the contract for no reason. So I don't really care to go through and find a new printer, even go through Amazon's CreateSpace. I might at a later point. The point is that if you're looking for the real deal, I'm it. And anyone who wants to debate me on that, put up, I'll set it at a small amount, $20,000, right? And I'll entertain any type of discussion you want to have as to why I'm not the real deal. Anyone who doesn't think that I am obviously is not familiar with my research, right? Or it's just kind of low IQ. Even if they've read my books, they don't understand that. They're low IQ. And there's a lot of people out there like that. But the point is that you want to come to me now. You may have found out about me. You may have been burned by one or more of the charlatans out there. And throughout all that time, you haven't even improved your skills. You've gained no skills. You've gained no insight, right? And you realize that my research is not only very good, it's not perfect, but it's very good. It's also very educational, and you become a better investor. Well, I'm here to tell you that chances are very high. You need to do a lot more before you subscribe to our research, because you're so far behind the curve. If you haven't read all my books, you're very far behind the curve. If you haven't been a member of the website for at least a year, you're very, very far behind the curve. And so my research is probably not going to help you. You're probably not going to be able to understand or utilize the research, because you're not used to real research. You're used to copywriting bullshit, broken clock nonsense, narrative-themed bullshit, you know, the whole libertarian nonsense, big government's bad and all this bullshit, right? You're not used to objective, unbiased, results-driven, educational-based research. That's what I provide. And in many cases, you know, subscribers, it takes them a while to get a feel for the research, how to utilize it, right? Depending upon an individual, a particular individual. But I'm here to tell you that you need to sign up as a member before you get the research. I mean, it's human nature. People think, well, you know, I want to do well in investing when I sign up for the research. It doesn't work that way for many people. You just don't have the tools. And your mind's been poisoned by the media, by the charlatans in the media, by the copywriting scam artists who are connected to the media as well. So you have to go through a development process. Part of that is being a member, having access to the member videos, all of the 1,000 plus articles, also the boot camp. In the future, I'm probably going to require that any new research subscriber, before they subscribe to any of the research, they have to go through the boot camp. Maybe not the commodities, but definitely the intelligent investor. Maybe not the market forecaster. We'll just have to see. But I truly believe that it's vital for utilizing the research. In addition, of course, that boot camp, if you are in the live presentations, you're getting a lot of little investment trading, swing trade ideas, and so on and so forth. I think that track record on that, the hit rate, has been very, very high. I know it has, actually. So you're getting that benefit as well as the educational benefit. I created that boot camp when I realized that there were a lot of investors, subscribers, that just didn't have the basic tools. I consider them basic tools, but they're not really basic. It's not really a boot camp, let's be honest. A boot camp is going to explain the little rinky-dink nonsense, right? Maybe I should retitle it, because people think it's, you know, they think, well, I don't need that. I know what a P ratio is. I go over actually fairly advanced concepts, fairly advanced things, right? And many of those things that I present, you're not going to find presented anywhere in the world. I can guarantee you that. But essentially, the motivation for creating the boot camp, and I didn't want to do it, it's a pain in my ass, but I'm glad that I've done it now, looking back, because it turned out a lot better than I thought in terms of the value of the content. And as far as I can tell, the subscribers of the boot camp wholeheartedly agree. They love it. But I created that because I thought that subscribers to the research needed that educational portal. They needed to understand, as I've mentioned many times in the research, just having access to my research or anyone's research, no matter how good it is, if it's real research, you need much more. Because real research doesn't say, okay, buy this now, sell this now. That's not real research, folks. That's what the copywriting con men do. And they're telling you to buy the marijuana stocks now. The pot pushers. I mean, stupid shit like that. Real research provides an objective analysis of what's going on. And then it provides a forecast, including several different scenarios, so that you can respond, you can react based upon what happens, new events, and you can respond, you can react based upon your risk level, your skill level, your investment objectives, right, and your overall investment strategy, of which those components are included. So it depends upon you individually. So just having research is not enough. Ultimately, it depends upon your judgment. And many people know that their judgment sucks. So they want to be told what to do exactly. And those are the people that never make money. They lose their ass because they're lured to the marketing of greed and fear that the copywriting scam artists engage in. Greed and fear, and they you know, make 200%, all this bullshit marketing, fraudulent marketing is what it is. You'll notice I don't sell fear or greed ever. Never have, never will. That's a con artist game. Don't sell urgency, right? You gotta get it now. You know, as a consultant, I learned several years ago that you can't help people or companies that don't recognize the need or have the desire to be helped. They have to come to you. That's why I believe that nothing that I do on the site or anything, we don't push anybody. In fact, subscribers know that they're not automatically signed up to renew. They have to contact us. Probably the only company that does that. Everyone else wants to put you into auto renew, right? Because they want to take advantage of the psychological tactic of, oh, well, you've already renewed. Oh, by the time you found out you renewed, oh, it's been a month or 2 months, you don't want to deal with it. You just go ahead and move on. I know all the psychology behind that bullshit. I don't engage in that crap. I want people to subscribe to our research who want it, who understand the value, who can utilize the value of the research, who want it. They come to us. So, you know, I should probably give more of these talks more frequently because there's really a lot to say. Once again, I am exploring the possibility of doing live audio casts. I guess you could call them podcasts. They'll be recorded and then accessible elsewhere. The only problem is finding the right platform, the right technology, where I have complete control and I don't have to deal with potential termination through the terms of service, you know, the thought police, right? So I want to have complete control over that. Probably, if it does get launched, it'll get launched next year, and we'll have to see. Anyway, that's it for today, and I hope this helped. Perhaps some of you out there who have recently found me, and you're thinking you're gonna get on the train, right? Well, it doesn't work that way. Okay. You've got to erase all the bullshit that's come into your mind over the past several years, right? Become a member, spend some time as a member, and of course as a member you get a lot of discounts, including on the boot camp. And then when you feel that you're ready to devote the time and effort, enroll in the boot camp, both seasons, season one and two. Okay. That's it for this time.